The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Hey, how would you like to win $12,000 for just being kind? Say what? Yeah, $12,000 for just being kind. It's a The Kindness Challenge, and you can find out the details at the WTBN website for those of you listening in Tampa, or our website for WRFD, thewordcolumbus.com. Either one of those websites, you can find the details about the Kindness Challenge. Both of our stations are participating in this, and it's really cool. And here's the deal. Weekdays during this month, in fact, not just for this month, all the way through April 26th, the end of April, March and April, you fulfill an act of kindness, and then you record it. And by the way, it's on the honor system. Now, don't lie about doing something kind, but the winner will win $12,000 toward a new vehicle and a local hero that you designate, a hometown hero that you designate, would win another $12,000. So altogether, $24,000. Now, here in Columbus, it is being sponsored by Fire and Ice Heating and Air Conditioning in Columbus. But I want you to check out the details. Now, today is Wednesday, March 17th. And here's what you do. Send a text to a friend to encourage them. Well, you should be doing that anyway. Send a text to a friend to encourage them. That's all you need to do. Go to your website for WTBN, for WRFD, and enter and record it. Monday, compliment a spouse, a child, or a friend. Yesterday, let a driver merge in front of you. Now, you can be retroactive. You can't do something in the future. You can't pick something from, you know, April 2nd and do that today. But you can do what you were supposed to do yesterday tomorrow, and you can catch up. It's really cool. Honestly, it sounds too good to be true, but it's the real deal. It is called the Kindness Challenge, and again, you can get all of the details at thewordcolumbus.com. And, I should have had this up. Let me, for those of you listening in Florida, your website is letstalkfaith.com. That's the website for WTBN. Letstalkfaith.com. So it's the Kindness Challenge, letstalkfaith.com, or thewordcolumbus.com. So be kind, and you could win $12,000, and someone that you designate as a hometown hero could also get $12,000. Don't miss out on it. Sign up today at your station's website. I'll be really honest. I don't have a whole lot of respect for people pretending to be something that they're not. And someone who claims to be an evangelical, if they claim to be an evangelical, they have a very high view of Scripture. In order to be, in my estimation, you cannot be a true evangelical unless you believe that the Bible is the inspired, infallible, and inerrant Word of God. If you do not believe in the absolute authority of Scripture, don't go telling people you're an evangelical. Don't do that. You may be a Protestant, but you're not an evangelical. And why do I bring this up? For years, I have been telling my audience the whole social justice thing is a crock. The whole, hey, social justice is not wrong. I'm talking about the movement. And the grand poobah of the modern social justice movement is a guy by the name of Jim Wallace. And he formed an organization called the Sojourners. If you want to learn about them, their website is sojo.net, S-O-J-O.net. Now, if I think they're a bunch of liberals, why would I give you their website? Because, as always, I want you to check things out for yourself. And every two or three days, I get email from sojo.net. I get Sojo News. I get Sojo this. I get Sojo that. And, of course, they're always asking me for money to support their social justice cause. And for years, they have said, we are socially responsible evangelicals. And for years, I have said, they're not evangelical. Don't believe them. Well, here's more proof, and I have given proof often. Today, I got an email from sojo.net. And by the way, you can even sign up for their emails. They send them out one, two, three times a week. Sojo Mail, it's called. But you can sign up. It's free at sojo.net. And if you want to know what the Christian left is doing, it's a great source. So I get it. I signed up. I encourage all my listeners to sign up for Sojo Mail to know what the other side's up to. All right? So today, I get an advertisement from Sojo.net, the Sojourners advertising a new book. Yep. And the book is called Modern Kinship, A Queer Guide to Christian Marriage. Huh? Yeah. Modern Kinship, A Queer Guide to Christian Marriage by David and Constantino Kalaf, or Kalaf, K-H-A-L-A-F. And the book review is titled, What God Has Joined Together. And the book review is a very glowing review of a book written by a father and daughter praising same-sex unions, same-sex marriage. Evangelicals have a biblical, compassionate, but biblical position on marriage. One man, one woman in a lifelong committed relationship. That is the biblical pattern. And again, the Bible is not ambiguous. As part of the review, the Sojourner says, David and Constantino Kalaf know this struggle well and don't want queer Christians interested in finding a partner to have to figure out the complexities of faith, marriage, and commitment on their own. That's why they have bravely written the book, Modern Kinship, A Queer Guide to Christian Marriage. Listen, everyone needs compassion. Everyone deserves compassion. Everyone needs love, but everyone's lifestyle should not be accepted. I don't have time. I'm coming up on a break. But I could think of dozens of lifestyles that it's obvious we are not to embrace. The Bible is abundantly clear on his plan for the family and marriage. And here is an organization, the Sojourners, who claim to be evangelical, claim to be Christian, advertising something that the Bible clearly calls sin. Right is wrong, wrong is right, up is down, down is up.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome back to Bob Burney Live. I've got some breaking news. I have no idea when this decision was made, but I just now heard about it, and so I'm going to pass it along to you. Tax day has been delayed. Like last year, again this year, the traditional April 15th tax filing due date has been moved to May 17th. From April 15th to May 17th. And I think the date was much, much later last year. But this year, again, it because of the whole COVID thing and the checks that were sent out today and this coming weekend. So the traditional April 15th tax filing due date will be extended until May 17th. Breaking news. Hey, that's good. That's fine. That's okay. Folks, let me encourage you to decide what is your ultimate authority. This is something you've got to decide. This is something every single one of us, if you haven't already decided this, this is a decision every one of us has to make. What is our ultimate authority? Is it government? I hope not. Is it circumstances? Oh, my goodness, I hope not. Is it your feelings and your emotions? Oh, my friend, your feelings and emotions will betray you. Your feelings and emotions will lie to you. If you have not learned this, you cannot trust your feelings and your emotions. For many people, the ultimate authority is public opinion and public pressure. That's the ultimate authority. If that is your case, that's you're in big trouble. The only authority that does not change and we should never compromise on or be ashamed of or apologize for is the Word of God. As we travel into darker and darker times, and I believe we will. And I am not a defeatist, I'm not a pessimist, but I am a realist. And I'm also a biblicist, and I really do believe the Bible predicts, prophesies that things are going to get worse. I don't think they're going to get better. I am praying for a national revival, I'm praying for local revivals, and I think we will see a great pouring out of God's Spirit here and there and here and there. The church that Joy and I, my wife and I, are a part of, they've had like 60 people accept Christ as Savior just in the last few weeks. I mean, a great moving of the Spirit of God. 50 to 60 people have accepted Christ as Savior. There are a whole bunch of churches It's been 5, 6, 7 years since they've seen anybody saved. So I think we will see pockets of God's moving, pockets of revival. But overall, things are going to get worse. And public pressure is going to be greater and greater upon the Bible-believing Christian to compromise on what we believe. And so we got to make a decision. What is our ultimate authority? Why do we believe what we believe? And it can't be emotion. It can't be public opinion. And I'm running out of time, but let me give you a quick example. One of our senators here in Ohio ran on a platform of pro-life, pro-life. Great, wonderful. And he has maintained that. He also ran on a platform of traditional family. Marriage is one man, one woman. He ran on that until one of his children came out as homosexual. Mm. So what did he do? Did he abide by his convictions? No. He said, well, you know, it's my family, and I love my child, and my child is a really great kid, and, well, his partner is really nice as well. So, you know, I'm going to accept same-sex relationships and same-sex marriage. Why? Because of family. Not because of convictions, but because something changed in his family. That's dangerous. Now, he has maintained his pro-life stance, but what if one of his, I don't even know whether he has daughters, what if a daughter got pregnant and said, Dad, I just can't have this baby. I can't. I have to. I must have an abortion. Please, 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 please support me. It's what I believe is best for me. Well, if he used the same reasoning as he did with his other child, he would say, well, I just have to support my child. Now, that's kind of an extreme illustration, but not really. Our convictions cannot be based on what's going on in our family, what's going on in our circumstances, what's going on in our culture, what's going on in our society. Our convictions have to be rock solid in the teachings of Scripture, the Word of God. And so no matter what happens in our culture and our society around us, and by the way, no matter what happens in our families, our convictions remain the same because the Word of God is the same. I plead with you, evaluate why you believe what you believe. Determine whether it's biblical or not. If it is biblical, then it can be no compromise, because the Word of God does not change. Hey, thanks for joining me. I really mean that. I hope you have a great evening. But please, wherever you go and whatever you do, remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.